Meanwhile, Alison Carabine joins us again, our political editor. Alison, good morning again.
Good morning, Fran.
Alison, a lot of people looking at this vote within the caucus are looking at it through a policy prism because mm-hmm. they think that there are some big policy problems for Labor in the electorate. Different ones in different electorates. Asylum seeker is a big one. Mining tax is a big one. ETS is a big one. One person described it to me as these are the stones in our shoe and we've got to deal with them and they will be dealt with once we change the leader. What difference do you think a Gillard prime ministership might make in terms of these big policy issues?
I don't think she can make too much difference because the Labor Party has spent the last 2.5 years governing the country with those major policies that you've nominated, which have turned out to be the running sores, which are causing problems for the Labor Party out there in the electorate. Now, when you change leader, the new leader does have room to move. The new leader does have the capacity to finesse policy, but this is a government, this is not an opposition. It's not quite the same situation as when Tony Abbott wrestled the leadership from Malcolm Turnbull and junked their ETS support policy. If Julia Gillard was to come in and completely rewrite Labor Party policy after 2.5 years and just a few months out from an election, I think it would be a problem.
I suppose the point is not necessarily an overall rewrite, because how could she do that with any credibility? She was a part of the decision making, but perhaps those things, changes in direction that might have been called a backflip under Rudd, may not be seen in those terms. For instance, could Labor go back to declaring that they will introduce some kind of price on carbon, some kind of carbon tax, or on the mining tax they could drop some of the big impediments and hopefully get some more support from the miners? I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Well, I think a fresh approach would give the government further room to move on those issues. But the three you nominated, they're the ones right across the country which are causing problems for the government: inaction on climate change, an asylum seeker policy which has not stemmed the number of boat arrivals, and indeed the mining tax. And you would expect a Gillard prime ministership to move on all three issues.
It's hard to see where Labor can go on asylum policy. I mean, they did soften from, you know, the Howard policy of Pacific Solution. They got rid of that. That was largely supported on the left. Then, because they were being hammered on the right, they tried to toughen it up. That's lost them support on both sides. This is reportedly a huge issue in the electorate. It's one that Gillard has a lot of experience with because she dealt with this from opposition for a while there at a very prickly time.
Yeah, she was. She was the shadow immigration minister shadowing Philip Ruddock. So she does have experience. And certainly, Rudd, I think Mr. Rudd belled the cat yesterday in his press conference when he was emphatic that he would not lurch to the right on asylum seeker policy. Now, the implication there from the Prime Minister's words is that indeed is exactly what the Labor Party under Julia Gillard would do.
Yeah, it suggests that's the message from the factional leaders.
Yep. Sorry, Fran.
That suggests that's the message.
That's the message that has been delivered courtesy of Julia Gillard's challenge to the Prime Minister.
Okay, and just very briefly, Ali, what state will Labor be in to fight this election after this? What will be quite a bruising moment, you'd think, in the caucus?
Well, an extremely bruising moment in the caucus, and I think the first decision for Julia Gillard is when will the election be? And I think if she does wrest the prime ministership from Kevin Rudd, it will be later rather than sooner. She'll need a couple of weeks in Parliament to, stamp her imprimatur on the job. So I don't think we'll be seeing the election in August, which was always a possibility under Kevin Rudd.
Okay, Alison, thanks very much for joining us. It's 12 minutes to 7 on RM Breakfast. Things moving pretty fast and furiously here this morning. Gary Gray coming up in a while, but let's I think we'll be going to South Africa in just a moment.